Wanted someone or something to make it all right. No feelings that she had known. All she knew is that they were gone. She never had anything to make it feel like home. But she's free to dream about it, but she can't wrap her head around it. And I don't know she'll ever make it home.
All right, hello. This is Ava Maiella and Lux Trevelyan and Sam Thomas. Hold on, let me put your mics on. Yeah. Okay. I'll be there on the double. So true. Here we go. Okay.
Yeah, it's
and fun. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo! Your guys' mics are on officially.
Yeah, well, I'm already talking.
Yeah.
Hello, hello.
Because I like the sound of my own voice.
Wow.
Which you'll be shocked to hear.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah, no, Ava doesn't know me very well. This is going to be something that I touch on every show.
It's very important.
Is that they don't know me. But yeah, we're coming to you with a special guest, Sam Thomas.
Hello, I'm the third.
Oh, so true.
So exciting.
My friend, and I really Ava's wife.
Yeah.
So that's really special, and I have no feelings about that whatsoever.
I thought you were saying my friend Ava, and I was like, no, you're right.
No. Yeah. That would be really funny.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Anyway, Ava.
Anyways, yeah, so this is going to be kind of a weird one, to be honest. We normally have our computer, and we don't, so we're going to go with the automatic music and just pop in every once in a while and talk.
Which presents a special challenge for us, and we may update you as we figure out our technological situation. But as it stands right now, we are looking at total chaos and then commentary from us every now and then.
Which will be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to go back to music, so hope
we'll
you guys
be back.
Enjoy.
Don't worry.
So true.
There's always been a chasm between us, a lack of understanding and of trust. I don't know if you ever really saw me. That love was never something we discussed. People don't stay in my life for very long. Wrong. So please don't lie. Just say goodbye and let the tide erase the footprints of our kindred spirit, someone I could share my secrets with.
What kind of person?
Conscience spoke, but I didn't hear it. And I justified every connection missed. Everything changes and dies before too long. Wrong. So please don't lie. Just say goodbye and let the tide erase the footprints of our without a sound. There's always been a chasm between us, a lack of understanding and of trust. I don't know if you ever really saw me. And love was never something we discussed. Be wrong, so please don't lie. Just say goodbye and let the time erase the footprints of our lives. Just let the time erase the footprints of our lives.
All righty.
Hi, everyone. So, as you know, we have no fixed topic.
Yeah.
And we're just going to do whatever we want, really.
Yeah.
Sam, does your mic work? Would you like to say hello?
Hello, hello.
Yeah.
There we go. Very special. But our first topic of the night.
I had a topic idea.
Oh, my God. What's the topic
idea?
Okay,
so Lux and I are watching this new show.
Yes.
And it's called Human Factors, and it's like a spin-off of Big Mouth.
It's Human Resources. It's not Human Factors. We have friends who are in the School of Engineering who major in Human Factors, and that's,
so
you know.
I said it like multiple times now.
Yeah.
But Human Resources, and yeah, Lex refuses to watch Big Mouth.
I don't know why.
Because I don't want to watch children like in sexual scenes. I feel like that should be a green flag for you, and you shouldn't be pushing against it.
It's missing the point for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not, and I feel like I get the same humor and the same sort of vibe from the show that doesn't contain underage humans.
Exactly. So that's what I was gonna say. I've gotten him to watch the show. Oh my God, Bridgerton. Okay.
Oh God.
What do we think?
Have you watched it? Have you watched it? Season 2.
I have seen the Trixie Mattel and Katya Zamolochkova review of season 2.
I see.
But I was never a Bridgerton girl.
I was kind of a Bridgerton girl. I watched the whole first season with my mom.
Classic.
Which was, of course, and it wasn't
that
really. It wasn't doing it for me then. This season is. It's like enemies to lovers.
I mean, I did see the recap, so I think I know what's going on.
Distressed to hear it.
Oh no. I'm like in love with the sister Eloise.
Great.
For my period dramas, I personally prefer E.M. Forrester's Maurice.
I see. We can always watch that.
That's literally on the list.
Young Hugh Grant.
Ooh,
okay. That's all
cool.
I'm gonna say.
Oh, thank you. That is the kind of content that
and
Sam is bringing to the table.
That's the PSA for today. Young Hugh Grant in that one movie.
Please be aware.
With the swoopy hair.
So
please be aware of Young Hugh Grant. He is out there. He is in your media.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore. He is in the way that he is immortalized in film.
Exactly.
As all great actors are.
And that is the beauty of film.
And that's what we wanted to tell you today.
Yeah, I mean, I took a philosophy and film class, so I am more of a film bro than
you
both
took a,
of you.
You took a lot of that class, right?
Yeah.
Like a whole 3 weeks of it?
Six, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
I got 3 credits, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really, really
had
impressive.
A final essay and everything, so.
Oh, I was thinking the one that your advisor did that you dropped.
Oh, so true. Gosh, I almost did another film class and I had to drop it. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Too much was going on.
That was special. What was it? Hitchcock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was special.
Which
Newsflash, Hitchcock is not a good person.
We love film bros.
We do love film bros.
I feel like I could be a film bro.
I feel like that's my new phase. I feel like
I literally just coined it. Like, I just said
you
that.
You just coined the term film
for
bros?
For myself.
No, so true. Yeah. I mean, you're really acting like a white man in STEM right now, which is making me feel so seen.
Have you ever even seen a Hitchcock film?
No, and
I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you list any?
I was supposed to have watched one by the time that I dropped the class, but we all knew that wasn't happening.
No.
My philosophy and film class was interesting because I didn't watch any of the films except for the one that was like Ava, because I'm a narcissist.
That's so incredible.
And it was about this like robot like person, and it was like really futuristic. And then I just remember everyone's reflections being like so deep, and I was just like, it's my name, so.
You sure did philosophize in that class.
No, I did. Yeah.
I would kill to like read your reviews.
Honestly, yeah, you could. Like, they're bad papers, but they're
I would
like
love it.
They exist. But what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, that's an interesting topic. Do you believe in free will, or do Jesus you believe Christ. In? Because I don't.
I don't. I believe in a deterministic view of the yeah. universe and time. Sam?
Sam. It's a quick 1, 2, 3.
I do not. Yeah. But I like to check myself and believe that I do.
I also yeah. have that stance, is that it doesn't matter what conclusion you come to, because you have to pretend that you have free will in order to function as a human.
Yeah, so. And I also like the idea of like, oh, it's free will and it's not determined, because that works for my manifesting. It's like, yeah.
No, that's so true.
Was I talking to you about this, or was it Elsa?
I think it was me.
Maybe. Yeah. I was talking about how, yeah, about manifest. Yes, it was you. No, because listen, hear me out. I had some really terrible ex people. What? And I would think to myself, no, I told this to Elsa for sure. I would think to myself, oh my God, I hope they're like miserable right now. And then I would get a text hours later that was like, I really went through it today.
You fully told this to me. Yeah.
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 Wow.
Yeah.
Mixing up your spouses.
You made that happen.
That's tricky.
Elsa's not my spouse.
What? Does Elsa know that?
Yeah. Elsa's my roommate.
Oh,
and
okay.
And they were roommates. Yeah. Whoa. I wrote a Wattpad fan fiction.
I can't believe you're putting this on air.
Well, like, who's going to see this?
It's archived.
Well, nobody will see it.
JK. JK. I wasn't going to say, like, the name of it or anything, but...
No. I think I should say now, it's not actually a damning thing. It's just a funny thing. And that's actually not a curse word.
Because it's an extended version of it.
Well, it's also like in the... It's like a normal word.
Yeah.
Like that's a valid use within... Yeah. I could put that in an essay. If I can put it in an essay, I'm allowed to say it on there.
True.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, the fan fiction, Ava, would you like to talk more about it? It was about roommates.
It's called Twilight.
No. Oh my God, please.
Yeah,
no.
Stephanie Meyer's Wishes.
The weirdest part of the internet I've ever been on, not actually, do you know the movie To the Bone?
No.
Yeah, no.
You both have healthy relationships with food, so that makes sense.
That is not
true. But there is this, well, yeah. Okay. I was being nice. But To the Bone is like this movie, and it's just like bad. And I read a fan fiction that was like Alice Cullen with the main girl from To the Bone. And I was like,
so
this
true.
Is interesting. Yeah.
They truly were roommates.
Wow.
Yeah. But in mine, it was just like this hot girl named Alex, like definition of my type,
they're
obviously. The
Alex.
Like mask, the like, yeah, like that situation. Like more like STEM though. It was fun.
Alex,
we're gonna do
STEM.
Music and regroup with a topic.
We'll be back, everyone.
Yeah.
Don't
Bye,
worry.
Guys.
What I need. top secret shit. You're not supposed to, like, film these boards. It's got all our ideas on it.
Plus, you're not supposed to film him.
Yeah, you can't film
him. He's copyrighted.
You can't film what?
I got a copyright on this face.
So you're saying that I can't do this?
No, you can't do that. Can't film.
We won't be single liars.
All right, hello.
Hello.
So we are here with a PSA.
We have a little PSA for you. Are you looking for something sweet, or are you looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you?
Yes.
Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber.
Ooh.
Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
That's beautiful. Yay. Thank you so much. Lux needed that PSA.
I did need that PSA.
Dried fruits are very important. Strawberries.
Here at 91.5 FM, we are really passionate about
our fruits.
About our fruits.
We love our fruits.
In fact, many of our staff are actually fruits themselves. And that's why we have this PSA as the front of the catalog.
Yeah.
And now we have a song for you guys from our favorite.
No, we actually don't.
No, we don't.
No, so true of us.
Why did we think that was... I can't get it to work. Maybe if Lux comes over here and figures it out.
Maybe after this next song, you will get a Tracy Chapman song.
Our favorite Tufts alum.
Just keep hope alive in your hearts.
All right, hold on, guys. We'll be back.
Hang in there, guys.
Hold on, hope. Okay.
Hold on to hope.
All right, bye.
Peace.
You can take my word. Rest assured, you'll be on my mind and in my heart. On my mind, in my heart. The days in a week, the weeks in a month, and the months that turn into years. They all fly by in a blink of an eye, but they never really disappear. But we're not defined by the passing of time and all of its urgency. Well, we're bound by our love, our bones and our blood, our minds and our memories. Yeah, just like the stars up in the sky, just like the fish in the sea, just as the moon is through the tide, I am to you. Take my word, rest assured, you'll be on my mind and in my heart, on my mind and in my heart. In my heart, on my mind, and in my heart, on my mind.
And now we have Baby, Can I Hold You by Tracy Chapman.
It's all that you can say. Years gone by, forgive me. It's all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Like forgive me, forgive me. Say, baby.
We're back, everyone. Alrighty. No, you missed us, particularly.
Very
me.
Exciting.
Say hi, Sam.
Hello. That was my favorite song.
Nice.
Yeah, I love that song. It's just so, like, it gets you in the heart.
Yeah.
I swear I'm fine.
That's the first song I've ever heard that song. So.
That's blasphemous.
Oh my god.
That's
no,
really
you came
not something that you
and
should
you
want to admit.
And you saw House of Gucci with us, and they played that at the end of House of Gucci.
Oh, but it was in a different language.
In Italian.
So you technically
I don't
did
know
hear
Italian.
It before. Thank you very much. You don't know Italian?
I
wow, your
know
ancestors
Italian.
Are sobbing right now.
It's really hard.
I actually learned Italian from House of Gucci.
I learned it.
Father,
from
son,
House
osmosis,
of
Gucci. From
attending Italian restaurants.
Do you know how to like cross your like a Christian cross? You know how to do it?
Yes, I do.
Well, yeah. I was like, yeah.
But also, if you do, that's the Catholic, right?
No.
No, the in the
Catholic's
mouth.
The same.
No,
well,
not.
There's the like boom, 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 boom thing where it's like,
yeah.
If you're wondering what the booms are, it's your forehead and then your lips and then your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. Okay. I was just wondering.
Anyway.
Anyways, so
none
I'm.
None of us are religious.
None of us are religious.
Yeah. I was raised religious. Yeah. All right. Well, so we figured out the system kind of. The song selection is. Fine. I've been
Whoa.
On a Grimes kick, so
yeah,
we're gonna
which
listen.
I'm terrified of personally.
Really? Yeah.
But I support entirely. I support femmes' rights and wrongs.
Thank you. It's important. All yeah. right. Well, I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grimes is a walking femme wrong, but.
Just like drop that take and go.
All right,
guys.
All right, enjoy it.
Thank you.
We're back. Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
You missed
so
us.
We have
it's
another
so
PSA for you guys.
Yes.
So, if you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. So, please
support
donate.
Your local radio.
If you would like to pay online, you can go to give.tufts.edu, and under designation, you can select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform.
Woohoo. Woo-hoo. Yeah, so
yeah,
please
if
donate.
You can do that, that would be lovely, because this is a fun thing, and freeform yeah. radio is a very important thing.
It's super cool.
And if you're listening, you probably agree with that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to introduce the next song, Lux?
Yeah, next up is Sunflower by Vampire Weekend and Steve Lacy.
If the tech works.
If the tech works. Yeah. And it has a really fun guitar riff that Ooh. Is so fun to learn. And I distinctly remember two people that I later were stories learning it in the music room in my junior year.
Nice.
After we finished like learning some sheet music. So that's a very distinct memory I have. And then now I have forgiven the song and I'm back to liking it.
Nice.
And now you guys get to hear it. It's a great yeah. song. Very vibey.
Okay.
All right, go
forgive
ahead.
But never forget.
Actually,
never forget.
It will be coming on.
That's so hot, Eva.
No, I'm doing really well.
We're just edging you guys.
No, literally.
That's really camp.
Okay, here we go.
Now it's coming. Yay.
Goodbye.
That's not it. It's fully not it.
Okay, hold on. I'm doing my best.
All right. Well, I will talk while you're doing that,
nope.
guys.
Thank you. soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
Hi guys.
So that was exciting. You guys got to hear some of Lana Del Rey and then a little bit of
speaking of LGBT.
Well, no. We don't know anything about that.
We don't know anything about that. I don't understand how to work this.
That is new and our listeners have not heard that before this hour.
No. Never. But anyways, you know what guys? We're gonna just listen to Automatic Music for the next couple of minutes of our show. There's a couple of good ones coming up. We have Ruby, we have Little Red Rider, so it'll be very exciting.
Yep.
You guys have any final words besides?
Final words. Thank you for tuning in. If you heard this, you are very kind and we love you very much.
Yeah.
Much love.
Much yes. love. All lots right. of love.
Well, this is Ava Maiella and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Many have words from the rest of us, Lux Trevelyan and Sam Thomas. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
WMFO Medford.
their profits.